When you were born into the kingdom, God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, power of the Holy Spirit, and endeavor to get this to the church on planet Earth. And we've gotten some things in a measure, but he wants us to get this in this last day. And when we do, you know what's going to happen? We are going to turn this world upside down. God is looking for a people. He made us his partners. Do you know what it means to be a partner? I don't think you do. Everything. Anybody ever been a full-blood partner with somebody? You ever been partner with somebody? That means everything you got. Okay. That means, listen to me now. That means everything you can do, Brother John, I can do it. That's partner. Everything you know, I can know it. And we have lived in this natural realm trying to contact God and do things God with this natural realm, this natural life, when we've been made supernatural. We have been made spiritual. We are supernatural beings, living in a natural body and letting this thing rule us. I feel it. I want it. And you say, no, this is the way the word said, get it. This is the way the word said, do it. No, I don't feel like praying because I ain't got time for that. I got my stuff to do. But the strip said men should always to pray and not faint. Then isn't that what it said? But how many of you really plan your everyday with prayer at the top of the list? Say, no, it ain't even on the list. I see why you're in trouble. Oh, but when you, what he says, seek you first, what? The kingdom of God. And what else? How are you going to seek him? If prayer is not one of the things, I don't know what is. If the word is studying and meditating on the word and find out what he said so you can do it just like he said, says it, or are you just going to go through the motion? Well, I've been to church. That ain't no good. If you didn't plan to do what he told you to do, and if you up in a church and they telling you something against the Bible, you crazy for being up in there. If they're not going to teach what's in here, and you're going to keep on, something wrong with you. I mean, I know there's no church perfect because none of us perfect. But you at least you ought to read the Bible and know that they're saying it, what the Bible said. How many of you closing down? How many of you through life you found out, some of you may still be there, that all these bad things like storms, like it was talking about, and tornadoes and violent winds and evil things, God sent that storm. God caused those earthquakes. God did this. You know, it's strange. Isn't it strange, y'all, that none of these things happened till after Adam sinned? None of them. They did not happen till after Adam sinned. And he allowed this outlaw spirit called the devil, Lucifer, and his fallen angels into this earth realm. And God is getting accused of killing people, killing babies. And then they add, and so and I don't know how they can fix their mouth to say it. And God is trying to teach you something. You sure right. I said, you sure right. He's trying to teach you something, and you won't even go to the something. And then put his spirit in you. So when you read it, he explain it to you and reveal it to you and make it known to you so you understand how to do it. How hard is it, Christian Fellowship Church? I'm talking to you since I know that maybe somebody viewing us, not a member. How hard is it for you to understand Wednesday night Bible class and Sunday morning worship? All members are required to attend. Boy, y'all sure we quiet. I thought I was going to close on a high note. How hard is it for you to understand? How many of you don't understand Wednesday night? Do everybody know what Wednesday is? Do you know what the day of the week Wednesday comes on? Wednesday. What time? 7 o'clock. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9:15. Do you understand that? But we act like it got the plague on it. And I'm not trying to close negative. But I'm telling you, when you won't follow instruction, what else do you expect? You headed for trouble. You say, well, I got this going on. You should have planned it around your attendance, your obligation to the Lord. That's just one thing. Hello? Hello? Father, thank you. Thank you.